Hey guys, Nick from Gutter Tactic here, welcoming you to another episode of Channel Earth's Mad Metal Monday. It's Monday, it's episode 8 of IRC FM's Metal Monday on IRC FM and Trax Radio. IRC FM Metal Monday starts now. We're going to kick off the episode with some metal that I've seen live recently, and a band who has just blown me away hours ago is the aforementioned Gutter Tactic. Well done, boys. Did well.
Yeah. Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on IRC FM's Metal Monday.
So fast, straight away that wall. Now you're
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode number 8 of Erk FM Metal Monday on Channel Erk, and also Trax Radio. Hope you're all well. Boy, have I been catching some live music lately, and due to a change in circumstance in my working life, I'll be able to commit myself to seeing a lot more bands over the summer. Some of the bands that we've already featured, as well as a couple more coming up, I have seen recently, and that has been absolutely awesome. I've got an announcement in relation to Very Metal Christmas, and also some overseas tracks as well. To start up the episode, we heard Form from Gutter Tactic, and Nick provided the voice for the start of the episode as well. If you would like to contribute your voice to the start of Erk FM Metal Monday, get in contact with me. All the details you need are on the show notes at erkfm.com. Now, that particular track, Form, was with their former vocalist. Now, tonight, as I record this very early Friday morning on the 18th of November, just before I head out for an epic weekend of music, Gutter Tactic absolutely wowed the crowds, and they won a heat of the loud Battle of the Bands band competition that was held at the Lewisham Hotel, also known now as the Sydney Live House. Even though they didn't bring the biggest crowd, there were a couple other bands who brought bigger crowds. It was the music that got Gutter Tactic over the line, and they actually go into the semi-finals of that particular competition, and they've also won themselves a headlining gig coming up in the future at the Live House, so that's absolutely awesome. And apart from, you know, not bringing the biggest crowd, another thing that Gutter Tactic possibly had in their way, but they didn't let it worry them, was that they have a new vocalist who they've been rehearsing with since September, and it was his first time on stage with the band, and he did an absolutely epic job. And so to win a competition against four other rock slash metal bands and an acoustic act on your first time out is absolutely awesome. So good job to Gutter Tactic. Look forward to seeing more of you guys and getting some of your new recordings with your new vocalist. After Gutter Tactic, we heard from Tensions Arise with their song Dead Letter, which is a favourite of their vocalist, Cassie Cage. I actually went out to see Tensions Arise, and also the next band, Our Last Enemy, the band who were just featured. I actually went to Blink in the city of Sydney. It was my first time there. As I said, my work situation changed, and I was able to actually make it to the gig, and I had no idea what I was going to do, where I was going to go. So I contacted my mate Deadman from Deadman Industries, and I said, dude, where's a good place to go tonight? And he reminded me of the Tensions Arise and Our Last Enemy gig. So I went there, and absolutely blown away by both Tensions Arise and also Our Last Enemy, who you heard there with their song 10,000 Headless Horses. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Tensions Arise. Tensions Arise I've seen a few times now, and they will be one of the bands playing at Very Metal Christmas. They describe themselves as heavy metal, and they are aiming to give the metal scene a wake-up call. It's time to bring it back to heavy grooves and powerful music. And they've been gigging since 2008. And also, let me tell you a little bit about Our Last Enemy. They're also from Sydney. We've got so much Sydney talent around. It's unbelievable. They describe themselves as Sydney's industrial metal demons. And they call themselves the dark horses of Australia's heavy music scene. They've got a brutal live reputation for theatrically unpredictable shows. They've created a strong live following and an unparalleled local buzz. Our Last Enemy are known for crazed audience interactions and an intensity that results in band member injuries and crowd frenzies. And indeed, one of their band members the other night, he was actually playing hurt. It had some sort of back injury, but he was still out there and giving it his all anyway. So that was Our Last Enemy. And I've got to say, I was rather impressed by Blink. The nightclub, two bands on, and then DJs after that, so it's not a long night if you're into your live metal music in Sydney. Just up from the Coke sign, and thanks again to Dead Man for giving me the heads up and also giving me directions. I haven't been to every single live music venue in Sydney, so I'm still discovering quite a few places. Now, our next band is another band that I have seen over the weekend. On Saturday night, I headed out to the Sydney Live House, aka the Lewisham Hotel, and I saw Skullduggery. Now, I arrived there, and they were playing as I arrived there. And one thing which is cool is that they have a vocalist who also plays a guitar at the same time. That's not necessarily something that you see in a metal band. You often see in bands such as Tensions Arise, you'll have a vocalist, and that is all the vocalist does. They do their vocals. But Dave on bass is also on vocals as well. And they're a really tight three-piece. They actually won a recent Battle of the Bands competition at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's. So absolutely awesome stuff. They're gigging around Sydney, so I'm looking forward to seeing those guys again. And they'll have some new songs recorded soon. But in the meantime, from Skullduggery, we're about to hear a song called Remove This Disguise. And I don't know, I was sort of looking at Dave on stage of vocals, and I was sort of getting a bit of Dave Evans, maybe. Who knows?
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
get myself out of here. Got to find a way out of here. I know it's time to take off. I know it's time to take off and fly. Know it's time to take off. I know it's time to take off. Stop living a lie. Will I ever remove this disguise? Can I ever make it all my own life? But does it ever break off in this fight? Escape in your mind. Cause you let the filthy walls around you. Open your eyes and you'll find the way that will release you. What you lost, find the brave and wreck the child within you. Break out the chains, just let go. You hold and they don't hold you. Now it's time to face all my fear. Time to get myself out of here. Now it's time to take off. Now it's time to take off and fly. Now it's time to take off. Now it's time to take off. I'm living a lie. It's now or never. Remove this disguise. It's now or never. Make it all my own life, but now or never. The break of man is this point. Charge through these walls, watch them fall, and bleed to dust behind you. Son, it's your fight. Breathe it deep, your life, yourself, with you.
Yeah.
another local band to me. Now, I have to be very careful about how I say this band's name. They are called Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel. One of the longer names of the bands that I know here in Western Sydney. Otherwise known as NASJAP. Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel. They say that they play a style of music that has almost been forgotten in a scene full of bands who just sound like every other band that you've heard play just before. Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel are proof that metal and rock can be combined without the term emo or screamo being thrown upon the band. None of the songs sound anything like each other, but have a defined sound that NASJAP have become known for, which makes each track that has been recorded a well-produced hit rather than filler just because a band needed to add more tracks to a release. And they will be playing at a Very Metal Christmas along with a great deal more bands, and I'll be able to tell you about that in just a moment. Now, thanks to Glenn from Very Live Entertainment and Ellie from Phoenix Red Entertainment, I can now tell you the full list in the correct running order for a Very Metal Christmas, December 17, 2011, at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St. Mary's, which is just up from the St. Mary's Railway Station. Now, there are 14 bands. And the first band kicks off at 12:30 in the afternoon, and that is Where's Rachel. They will be followed by Born of Chaos, then Blackened They Rise. Followed by them is the band that we've just had, Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel. They will be followed by Dartia Curse, Under the Eight Ball, Winter Gaunt, A World Less Cruel, Immodus, Jaded Empire, Boundary Road, Ill Content, Double Dragon, and Tensions Arise. So it is an absolutely epic program. Where's Rachel, Born of Chaos, Black and They Rise, Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel, Dartia Curse, Under the Eight Ball, Winter Gaunt, A World Less Cruel, Immodus, Jaded Empire, Foundry Road, Ill Content, Double Dragon, and Tensions Arise. Double Dragon are the main headliners, and they're coming over from Adelaide, so it'll be good to see them combining with some of the bands that I've seen on several occasions, and some of the bands I will also be seeing for the first time. So if you're in the Western Sydney or General Sydney area, get yourself down to the Lucky Australian Tavern. I'll be there, hopefully be recording interviews with all the bands. Saturday the 17th of December, doors open at midday, first band on at 12:30. Entry is only $15 and under 12s are free of charge, and there's also some drink specials as well. And a free cocktail for any lady who arrives prior to 4 p.m. And three designated driver soft drinks. So we're looking after as many people as we can. Very Metal Christmas 2011. Looking forward to it immensely. I'm also looking forward to bringing you some great music. And we're going to head overseas now. And we're going to hear from quite a few bands from some places that you might not necessarily associate metal with. We're going to hear from our first band now, called Eva Poison, with their song Dressed in Black. And yes, of course, if you are into metal, you're often dressed in black, aren't you, when it comes down to it. Now let me tell you a little bit about Eva Poison. Eva Poison are a wonderful but always melodic rock band with a dark undercurrent. They produce big sounding songs with memorable choruses and technical arrangements. They've just released their first two studio recorded tracks, Dressed in Black and Until We Die. They're from the UK. They were conceived in May 2008. So let's hear them now on IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 8. This is Dressed in Black by Eva Poison.
This is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to IRC Metal Monday!
Thank you. Hi, we are Centered Self.
We? What's this we business?
We.
We're a band?
We are a band.
What's your name?
Simon.
What's my name?
Alan.
Why did I get you to tell me that?
I don't know. And you're listening to...
Irk FM Metal Monday.
Monday! Monday! Monday!
Monday!
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to have to play some more of those guys, I think, on IRC FM Metal Monday. That was The Revenge Project with their song The Gate to My Soul. Absolutely awesome stuff. Let me tell you about The Revenge Project. You wouldn't believe where they are from, but they are from Bulgaria. The Revenge Project was founded in the year 2000 as a side project of several musicians who were well known for their work in some Bulgarian-based bands. And so they've been around for a while. They certainly have been around for a while. 11 years. And they've been playing lots of gigs around Bulgaria especially. A few albums and that sort of stuff as well, so that is quite cool. Before The Revenge Project, we heard an instrumental from Mindfold Express with their song called Rapid Eye Movement. And let me tell you a little bit about them, if I can find them. There they are. They're also from Bulgaria. I did not plan that. They call themselves an experimental groove metal trio. It was conceived as a project by both guitarists in the beginning of 2009. A few months later, the recording of an EP began with the idea to showcase the musical content in order to find full-time members for a complete lineup and set as a band. Their debut album, Drawbacks and Benefits, was released in November 2011. It features 11 instrumental tracks of experimental metal, ambient, trip-hop and fusion elements. So Mindfold Express, they've definitely got a few strings to their bow there, that is for sure. And before that, we heard a double play from Eve of Poison, Until I Die and Dressed in Black. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 8. G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
I'm afraid you left me alone. You left me alone in this. I'm shaking, I'm lost and I'm violent. I said I wanted you to save me from the outside in.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name, and all I do is cry.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Tracks Radio, now featuring IRC FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on IRCFM.com and TracksRadio.com every Friday and Saturday. making a return from last week's episode from France. That was Diary of Destruction. And before that, you heard from Uhua. And do you think you know where Uhua comes from? You'll be very, very surprised to find out that Uhua, spelt A-H-O-O-R-A, they come from Iran. They've released their third album, Awkward Diary. Classic Rock magazine describes it as, quote, some very nice touches on Awkward Diary. Imagine Muse and Tool getting all cozy around Ice Earth, and you've got the drift there. The musicianship is accomplished, the song's concise and focused, and the band are clearly battling against the Islamic gods to be heard. They were formed in late 2001 in Tehran, in Iran. The influences were shown in the early covers, Iced Earth, Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath. They recorded their first demo in 2004, and they had to obtain permission from the Culture Ministry of Islamic Iran. They played their first official gig in 2005, the first metal performance ever with vocals in Iran. They played two sets. They played Iced Earth songs, and in the second set they played four of their original originals, and the release of their self-titled debut album in 2006 was a forbidden release in Iran. Although the release can be analysed as a unique event in Iranian music scene, the foreign feedback has always been stronger. So for all of you people out there in the metal scene who think that they've got some problems, try being a metal band in Iran and see how you go. You'll think yourself very lucky to be here in places such as Australia, such as the US, such as Europe, such as the UK. Anywho, on this episode we have heard from Gutter Tactic, Tensions Arise, Our Last Enemy, Skullduggery, not another prequel, just another sequel, Eve of Poison, Mindfold Express, The Revenge Project, Uhua, and Diary of Destruction. Music was supplied directly by the band via Radio Submit and also Airplay Direct. All music from music content providers is played under agreement, and all music played with direct permission from the bands is played with direct permission from the bands. I'll be back next week with IRC FM Metal Monday episode number 9. VMX is getting closer and closer. Saturday, December 17. Get your backside, trackside, or to the mosh pit, whatever you want to call it. Anywho, I'm IRC. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And see you next week on IRC FM Metal Monday. Good night.